This episode covers when you're afraid to open up to your wife. You've got something real you've been sitting on, and a clear memory of what happened the last time you said something true out loud. It walks you through a way to test whether it's safe to share before you risk the bigger thing. You're not closed off because you don't have anything to say. You're closed off because saying it once cost you something. Maybe you told her a real fear, and she brought it up months later, in the middle of a fight, like a weapon she'd been saving. Maybe it wasn't even her. Maybe it was a father who mocked you for crying, or a first relationship where honesty got you laughed at. Either way, your brain filed it under a simple rule. Sharing is a liability. That rule made sense at the time. It kept you from getting hurt again. The problem is, it's still running years later, on a wife who may have never once done what you're bracing for. Some men really did get burned, and that fear is sometimes based on something real. But total silence is its own kind of cost, and it's one you're paying every single day. Here's what's really happening when you go quiet instead. Silence feels like armor, but it isn't. It's more like a locked room in a house you both live in. She knows the room is there. She just can't get in. And after enough years of a closed door, she stops knocking. You're not avoiding risk by staying quiet. You're trading one risk for a slower, more certain one. The kind of distance that grows until it's the only thing left between you. You don't have to choose between staying sealed shut and telling her everything at once. There's a whole middle ground between those two. And that's where trust gets rebuilt. One small, tested truth at a time. So here's the method. 5 things you're going to do in order before you ever say the big thing out loud. Rung 1. Pick something small enough to survive being wrong. Not your biggest fear. A real preference, or a minor thing you usually keep to yourself. Rung 2. Watch her real response. Not the one you rehearsed. Pay attention to what she does in the room. Not what you predicted at 2 in the morning. Rung 3. Say what you noticed, out loud. Something like, I noticed you didn't make a big deal out of that. Tells her the test happened. Rung 4. Let 2 clean test shares earn the next, bigger one. 1 good response is a data point. 2 in a row is a pattern you can build on. Rung 5. If a share ever gets thrown back at you, name it that same week. Don't let it curdle into proof that she can't be trusted with anything. Where does this go wrong? Men who try this and give up usually make 1 of 3 mistakes. They lead with the biggest fear first, testing trust at the highest possible stakes instead of the smallest. They test the water, then punish her reaction, saying something like, "See, I knew you'd react like that," which teaches her that responding honestly gets her criticized too. Or they share once, get 1 flat response, and decide silence is the only safe option again, when 1 data point rarely means what it feels like it means. Now let's get into the words themselves. Here's your first test share. Say this. There's something small I've never told you before. Just breathe for a moment before you carry on. I've kept that to myself for a while, and I wanted you to know it. The stakes are low on purpose here. If it goes badly, the cost is small. If it goes well, you get real information instead of a guess you've been carrying for years. Watch whether she's curious, dismissive, or something else entirely. That reaction is the data you need. Once a test share or 2 has gone fine, here's how you name the bigger fear. Say this. I've got something bigger I want to tell you, and I'm nervous about it. Give yourself a moment before you keep going. It's just been a while since I said something this real out loud, and I want to change that with you. Naming your own nervousness keeps the weight on you, instead of putting anything on her. Sometimes she'll want the whole story faster than you're ready to give it. Here's how you hold your pace. Say this. I want to tell you more of this, just not all at once. Give me a few days to get the rest of it into words, and I'll come back to it. You're not refusing her. You're pacing yourself, and saying so matters. She might read a slower pace as you pulling away again if you don't name what's really going on. When you've had 2 or 3 clean test shares behind you, here's how you open up about the bigger thing. Say this. There's something I've been sitting on for a long time, and I think it's time I told you. Wait here and do not fill the silence. I've been scared to say this because I didn't want you to see me differently. Leading with the fear of being seen differently, instead of hiding it, gives her something honest to respond to. Different men freeze for different reasons, and here's how to adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If your instinct is to smooth things over and agree just to keep the peace, you'll want to tell her the version that won't cause any friction. Tell her the honest size of your reaction instead. When your yes means yes, she can trust it. And that steadiness is what lets her feel closer instead of politely distant. If your instinct is to defend yourself the moment feedback comes, you'll want to explain why she shouldn't feel the way she does. That reads to her as regret, like you wish you hadn't said it. Try sitting with her reaction without correcting it. If your instinct is to push harder and talk faster when things get tense, slow your pace on purpose right after you share something real. Intensity right after something vulnerable reads as pressure, not passion, and she may pull back just when you wanted her closer. If your instinct is to go quiet under stress, name that you need a minute instead of vanishing. That consistency is what lets her risk staying close instead of bracing for you to disappear again. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she pushes for the whole story the moment you share anything real, her intensity isn't punishment. She's trying to close the distance fast because she's been waiting a long time to hear something true. If she goes quiet or unimpressed after you finally open up, that flat reaction can mean exhaustion more than rejection. Keep sharing anyway. A few honest disclosures in a row can rebuild what one flat response can't undo alone. If she needs space and doesn't press you for more, that's not disinterest. Closeness this direct can feel like a lot for her, too. Give her room before you ask what she thinks. If you're usually the one who goes quiet and she's the one asking you to open up, she may ask a lot of questions at once. Not to trap you, but because this is new territory for her, too. Here's what to do if it goes sideways. Sometimes the fear you're carrying is old evidence, not a guess. If something you shared already got used against you, this is the repair move. Say this. When you brought up the thing during the fight last week, that stuck with me. I need to know if that's something you'll use again, because if it is, I'm going to have a harder time telling you things. Ask yourself, is this old evidence or a guess about what she'll do next? This is old evidence. She's never done this to me before. That memory belongs to somebody else. Naming the exact moment, instead of a general accusation, keeps the conversation about one incident rather than a verdict on the whole marriage. Her answer here matters more than almost anything else in this guide. It tells you whether the trust can be rebuilt or whether you need to keep your sharing smaller for a while longer. When you test the waters instead of staying silent or dumping everything at once, two things change. She starts to trust that what you tell her is real, not the edited version. And that trust is what lets her lower her own guard back too. Physical closeness tends to follow the same rhythm as emotional closeness. When she feels like you're really letting her in, even in small pieces, she reaches for you more, not less. You just spent some real time thinking through what it might take to open up, instead of staying quiet again. The next 24 hours, that might mean a short text tonight that just says there's something on your mind, or bringing it up over coffee if mornings suit you better. If she reaches out first, let that be your opening instead of waiting for a bigger moment. You don't have to say all of it tonight. Just the one small true thing you've been protecting for a long time. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio. Or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. Hopefully, something you heard will help with whatever brought you here today.